明けおめ
ことよろ
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。イエーイ、イントロ覚えてたね、うん、はい、1個目のニュース、アメリカ人の 33% が進化論を信じていないことが分かりました。Pew Research Center が行った1983人のアメリカ人への聞き取り調査の結果、 33% の人が人類は進化したのではなく、もともとこの姿だったと信じていることが分かりました。これはほとんどがキリスト教に基づく考えによるものだと考えられます。共和党支持者では 57%、民主党支持者では 33% が信じていないということで、支持している政党によっても差が出ました。
Pew Research Center surveyed 1,983 Americans and found that 33% of Americans don't accept evolution as a theory and believe that humans have been in the current form since our beginning. The researchers believe that this can largely be attributed to Christian beliefs. Interestingly, there was a correlation with politics as well. 57% of people who reject the theory of evolution were Republican, and 33% of them were Democrat.
Yeah, 共和党だと半分以上の人は信じてないっていうことで、まあ、アメリカの、ね、この共和党民主党分かってれば、まあ、そうだろうなって感じだけど、日本ではこういうのないからね。
Well, 33% is pretty high too.
Yeah.
I mean, evolution is pretty straightforward at this point.
Yeah.
Like, we witness it. We monitor evolution.
Yeah.
We just talked about it on the last episode,
mm.
where animals living in urban areas are becoming more intelligent.
Yeah.
It's pretty... I don't know.
It's really interesting because この信じてない人でキリスト教がまあ原因というか、その考えのもとにある人っていうのは聖書に書いてあることを信じているわけじゃない、So they believe in something in this book and they don't believe in something that our 今の scientists and TV and textbooks are saying. So,
well, to a religious person, you can either believe other people, or you can believe the word of God, and so it does make sense that they would dismiss the word of ordinary human beings.
それがこの政党にもっていうのがね、面白いよね。その宗教と政治の党がこうくっきり分かれて分かりやすいわけじゃん。それ日本だとないし、日本で例えば、あ、じゃあ教科書で習った進化論信じてますか信じてませんかっていう、まあ、質問自体があんまりされないじゃんみんな信じてるものとして、yeah. なんか1冊1は2ですかぐらいの感じでみんな思ってるから、あんまり疑問にも思ってないけど、そこが差だよね。その religious な国と religious、まあ、religious っていうか、
Well, is it just Christian beliefs though? I feel like a lot of religious systems would
If you ask this in, like, I don't know, Saudi Arabia とか、日本と聞くのとはまた絶対違う答えになると思うけど。
Well, I also think there's a different culture in the U.S. of really strong and often somewhat stubborn independent thinking. And there are a lot of benefits to being very critical and being very skeptical in the face of new ideas. But it kind of backfires in this case because these religious beliefs are something that are seeded very early in life when you aren't necessarily the most critical person.
Right.
You know, what a coincidence that you have the same belief system as your parents. But we see it all the time.
Right.
So I think that kind of independent thinking, that skepticism could be leveraged retroactively to maybe reevaluate. I feel like I'm just trying to talk a bunch of people out of their religious beliefs. But I don't know. There are religions that accept evolution, though.
Yeah.
As well.
It's really funny because 日本だとそれ自体がだってこういう議論にもならないじゃん。進化論信じてますか信じてませんか。I was watching TV the other day, so
American. It's not up to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like some American TV, and they were debating the そのニュースのプログラムのタイトルがなんか Are we is America ready to have a non-religious president who believes in evolution とかなんかその感じだったのね。それとかもなんだろう日本だとそういう議論にさならないから It's、you know and 57% among 共和党支持者 seems super high right it's like 2人に1人以上が信じてないっていう、I don't know it's kind of あとなんか大学の時 I don't know if you were taking this class but あの宗教の religion のなんか授業があってそこであのなんかキリスト教すごい熱烈に信じてる人たちが進化論なんて嘘だみたいななんかギター持って歌ってんのね。And they're singing it to like all the kids, you know. でもなんか it's so the lyrics are so intense. なんかすごいの。これ YouTube にあるかな。ちょっと探したらあるかもしれないけど。It's funny.
Those things get really intense. I was going to a Catholic school growing up, and they made me. It was a typical Catholic school with nuns and brother, whatever, brother so and so.
Right.
You know they use those kind of titles, and there's a dead Jesus in every single room on the wall.
Dead right? Jesus.
And one of the things we had to do is we had to go to mass. So I'm at school in uniform, and then we have to go to this thing called mass, where we all gather in this room, and we all have to like I don't know, sing along
and chant
to religious songs.
Yeah,
there's some guy with a guitar, one of the teachers who's like super religious, and he's like leading the whole thing. It's very culty. It's very strange. And then there's like Ash Wednesday, where they like put. They put burnt carbon on your forehead.
やった、うちも灰の水曜日でしょ、懐かしい。
And you have to like, you drink wine. The kids drink wine in this thing.
We didn't have that. いいね、それ。
I think it was legit wine.
Oh, huh. そっか、うちもあったな、灰の水曜日。It's really funny because all those guys, like religious guys with guitar, いつもなんか変にバブリーっていうかさ、変になんかキャンプのカウンセラーみたいじゃない Hey guys! みたいな
分かる超盛り上がってる
そうそう超テンション高くて結構みんな同じキャラじゃんなんか不思議だよねなんでああなるんだ
Yeah, I remember the dude that was playing the guitar. He was one of my teachers. Seemed like an amazingly positive nice guy.
Yeah.
I've got nothing against that. But it's difficult to ignore the fact that we've pretty much established that we share a common ancestor with bonobos and chimpanzees. And we share 99% the same DNA with bonobos and chimpanzees. They're like our brothers.
Right.
They're like our stupid brothers.
Right. I don't know if they're stupid, but yeah.
Oh, bonobos and chimpanzees? Yeah, they're stupid compared to us.
Well, we covered a story recently where, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're stupid.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a semantics thing.
Okay, 次。火山噴火で滅びた古代ローマ都市ポンペイの食生活に関して新事実が発見されました。これまでポンペイでは上流階級者の豪華な食生活に対し民衆は飢えに苦しんでいたと考えられていました。今回シンシナリ大学の研究で4世紀頃の遺跡の下水道から見つかった、食べ物の痕跡から民衆はオリーブ、ナッツや魚など安いながらも健康的な食生活を送っていたことが分かりました。また珍味としてウニやフラミンゴ、キリンを食べていたことが分かりました。また遠いインドネシアから来たスパイスを使っていたことも発見されました。
New research into the lives of Pompeians' ancient Roman culture has found that the Pompeian diet consisted of exotic animals such as giraffe, sea urchin, and flamingos. Pompeii was an advanced society with a port, water system, amphitheater, and gymnasium. The city of Pompeii was destroyed by Mount Vesuvius nearly 2,000 years ago.
キリンって美味しいのかな？あんま美味しくなさそうだけど。
Yeah, a lot of neck meat.
うん、でも見つかったのは足でしょ？足の。
It was like a knee or something. But you're not gonna have the good parts left over, right?
まあ確かにね。
You're just gonna have like the knee left over.
首か。
あとさ、no? I'm just guessing.
あとさ、この記事見るとさ、ウニ食べてたっていうのが結構衝撃的みたいに書かれてるけど、うちら食べてんですけど日本でって思った。They're just like, oh my god, they're eating ウニみたいな。
But flamingos too.
Yeah, まあでもフラミンゴ確かにさ、綺麗な色だし食べてないけど、まあ鳥だもんねあれ。鶏肉、right? 普通に。
Do you think one of the flamingo's legs has more meat than the other?
Legs as in 太もも?
Because don't they stand on...
Yeah, 片っぽ。でも、yeah. でもあれでしょ? 交互にやるんでしょ? あれって。
Oh, do they switch sides?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
うん。だから、じゃないと片っぽだけ超マッチョで、片っぽ超細くなっちゃうじゃん。
Why do they stand on one foot only in the first place?
なんかなんだっけあれ、寒いからじゃなかった?寒いから、どっちも使ってると体温使っちゃうからとかだった気がする。でも they have to stand in the water so that なんで襲われないようにみたいな。
I'll do that at the next time I'm at the train station and it's cold. I'll just stand on my left leg.
What?
Switch sides.
What? 床からの寒さをしのぐために。That's so weird. 次。
何？
いいよ。
So, one interesting thing about this is that some of these animals had to be imported from outside of Italy.
Yeah, そうだよね。
Alive, probably.
Yeah. じゃないとだって無理だよね。冷凍とかできないし。
And this wasn't like fancy people in Pompeii.
でも待って、じゃあキリンさとかかわいそうじゃない?ずっと歩かされてポンペイに来て食べられちゃうんだ。That's so sad.
Well, it probably has to carry stuff too.
right? 馬とかみたいに?
Yeah, there's like six guys strapped to his neck. And this poor giraffe is just being dragged into Pompeii.
かわいそう。まあそうだよね。檻とかに入れれないから歩かせてたんだろうけどね。
Well, they got what was coming to them.
ね。
With Mount Vesuvius.
あとインドネシアから来たスパイスとかすごいグルメだね。
All it takes is one natural disaster to wipe out such an advanced civilization. They had a legit complex water system in the city. They had a like a Colosseum type deal, the amphitheater.
ね、火山で一瞬にしてなくな
った。They had a gymnasium.
Yeah. 不思議だよね。
Yeah.
Can you just run? なんかその辺 in the field とか。
These guys were doing sports.
あ、そっかそっか。ローマだもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the gladiator stuff too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if they were doing that in Pompeii, but that's what those amphitheaters
were. Gladiator stuff is so crazy too. なんかローマに行ってさ、そのコロッシアム。コロッセオのところに行くとこうガイドの人が説明してくれるんだけど、なんか死んだ方のグラディエーターの首を切るじゃん。そっから出た血をそのなんか王様っていうか偉い人が飲んだりとかしてたんだって。 It's so graphic、wow. 結構すごいよなんか、wow. その映画とか見るとあんまりさ、そういうグロいねところはあんまり出てこないけど、実際crazy だったっぽい。結構
they were drinking the blood from the gladiator's neck if he lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. すごいね。でも I've read about other tribes in Africa or somewhere where they do the exactly the same thing, and they had a picture and I saw it when I was like 12 and トラウマになった
Well, South America is probably the craziest.
Like what? 頭縮めるやつとか。
They were just lopping people's heads off and kicking them down pyramids.
What?
Like the Mayans.
What?
Those guys before the Spanish arrived.
Yeah.
They were killing like hundreds of thousands of their own people just sacrifices to the gods. And it was really brutal.
人間ってすごいことするよね、たまに。
You didn't see that, what's that crazy movie with all the South Americans?
What? That,
we never remember names of movies.
ね、
Mel Gibson made it.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah, he made the movie.
Not the Jesus の映画じゃなくて。
No, before Jesus のやつ。なんだっけ。
何わかんない。
I'll figure it out later.
Okay. 次、恋をするとドキドキしたり恥ずかしいと顔が赤くなるというような感情が体に及ぼす影響に関してフィンランドのアールト大学がチャートを作成しました。フィンランドと台湾の男女700人に怒りや幸せなどそれぞれの感情を体のどこで一番感じるか記録してもらい、そのデータを集計、感じる部分を暖色、冷めたままの部分を寒色で示しました。
A new study suggests that we all have the same bodily sensations associated with our emotions, regardless of culture or language. Scientists explain that this is due to our inherently biological mind-body connection, and that these sensations are embedded in our drive for survival. Researchers say that this helps to clarify the function and origin of emotions.
これあのチャートになってて、怒りとかなんか幸せ悲しみとかで人間のこうシルエットがあって、そこに色がついてるの。これあのググったらすぐ出るし、 Facebook にも載せると思うけど、なんかさ Anger は結構上半身が全部真っ赤になってて、あの Sadness はなんか手足が冷たくなって心が熱くなってるとかなんだけど、 Love のところ股間の熱くなり方やばいよね。
Yeah.
I was like wow、 わかりやすいって思っちゃった。
But the interesting about this, this study is that it shows how these sensations associated with our emotions really transcend cultural boundaries and boundaries of language.
ね、あの、これだって結構その、何、butterflies とか、英語では表現があるけど日本語でないものとかって結構文化的なものだから、それも影響するかなと思ったけど、今回ね、その台湾とフィンランドっていう全然違うところだから、まあ、バンコク共通なんだね。これはこのニュートラルっていうところでさ、 何も感情が特にない時に、あの全部色がついてないんだけど脇の下だけ冷たくなってるっていう、脇の下でなんか感情感じることないもんね別に。
If I'm on a really packed train, maybe.
Oh, 汗がってことでしょ? It's not like you're feeling something on your armpit.
I detect other people's armpits.
Oh, ew.
That's what's happening.
やだ、やだ。でもこれ大体 agree してる?このチャートに。
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. It seems pretty straightforward to me.
うん、面白いよね。
But I've never really tried to compare it to other cultures before. I mean, I've noticed similarities between English and Japanese. But that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, そうだね。Butterflies とか本当に分かりやすい例えだけど、日本語だとただなんか胸が、でも胸じゃないんだよね。なんかお腹の辺でしょ?がヒュンヒュンするみたいなさ。
For what? For which emotion?
Like when you're attracted to someone とか、
I don't know.
面白いね。これ自分でも考えて答えてみたらどうなるのかな。
If you think about, you know, if you get angry, your head is like hot とか。
Yeah.
Or if I'm nervous, then my hands are like cold and clammy. There are like biological things that you feel
as
a result.
そうだね。
Your mouth is dry if you're nervous.
そうね。
Or you feel like your neck's really uncomfortable if you have a lot of anxiety about something.
Yeah.
Like you'll be wearing a sweater and it's like, man, this thing is just trying to choke the shit out of me right now.
あ、そう?
You don't get that feeling?
でも私女の子だからあんまりこうさ、襟が詰まってるの着ないじゃん。だから分かんないのかも。
But I wear like t-shirts and stuff, and sometimes I'll layer it. And then if I usually I'm fine. But if I'm anxious about something or I'm upset, it's like, man, this thing is just like cinching down on my neck. And then it's, I'm like, 吐きそう.
It's like this thing is
like, 気持ち悪い. I want to get this off. No?
そっか. いや、ない、それは。
Maybe I'm just a drama queen.
でも顔が赤くなるとかはあるよ。結構すぐ赤くなっちゃう。で、それやめようって思うとさらに赤くなるんだよね。超不便。超不便。でも面白いよね、その感情で実際体になんか出ちゃうっていうのは。
Stuff like this is important. I think people tend to forget that culture is not that important.
Yeah. Your your お気に入り テーマ.
Yeah, I know. I'm serious.
Yeah, it is interesting. 次.
Japanese scientists at the University of Tokyo and the Nagoya Institute of Technology have found a way to move an object in three-dimensional space using a system of acoustic levitation. Previously, researchers had only been able to move objects in two dimensions. Four arrays of speakers were used to move bubbles, a screw, wood, and a resistor, among other objects, in all directions within the system. We considered extended acoustic manipulation, whereby millimeter-sized particles were levitated and moved three-dimensionally by localized ultrasonic standing waves, which were generated by ultrasonic phased arrays, the study states. I don't really know what that means. The audio speakers generate high inaudible frequencies of sound to create a movable ultrasonic focal point above 20 kilohertz and float an object in the standing waves.
東京大学と名古屋工業大学の研究チームが音波を使って物体を浮遊させる方法を発見しました。これまで物体を平面上で動かすことには成功していましたが、立体的に空中で動かせるようになったのはこれが初めてです。今回の研究では4つのスピーカーから物体に向かって音波を出し、泡、ネジ、木の枝などを動かすことに成功しました。人間には聞こえないハイピッチの音で 20kHz の音波を出し、それを調節して物を動かす仕組みです。Yay! Go Japan!
Did you see the video?
No,
you
wanna see.
You have to see the video. It's.
浮いてる?
This guy literally just takes stuff and he puts it in the center of this, of these acoustic arrays and just sets an item down in midair and it just stays.
Wow.
And then they can control these speakers.To move the item around in 3D space so they can make this thing float.
Right.
And this is all being done by these ultrasonic standing waves. And it's inaudible, so you don't hear anything.
Right.
So they've just figured out how to make stuff float in the air.
ハリーポッター的なことでしょ?この、なんか浮かせられるみたいなさ。You know what I mean?
I guess.
とかまあ、他にあのあとスターウォーズとかね、こう人をさ、
the force?
あーそうそうそう、ガーって浮かせるみたいな、そういうイメージで、その浮いてるやつだけ見たらさ、
Yeah, I mean if、right? you could construct a magic trick with this technology to make people think that you're using the force.
そうだね。
I guess.
でも大変だよね。
It wouldn't be worth it.
yeah.They can already do it. I don't know how they're doing
it. It's $10 billion magic trick.
高いらない。
But it seems like they're going to be able to use this for a variety of... I mean, they're already using it with NASA. I don't know if they're using this specific system, but they've used this sort of acoustic manipulation for simulating anti-gravity effects at NASA.
Right, right.
So maybe we'll have a hoverboard or UFOs or something.
これうちらの生活に何か応用するとしたら、でさっき言ってた時にマイケルがこう何その辺に物を置く時とか言ったけど、それも面白いよね。こう棚がない何インビジブル棚みたいな。
Yeah.
でちょっと置けるみたいな。でもあオンになってたと思ったのにオフだったとかやっちゃうとさ。物が落ちるみたいな。
Yeah, if the if your power breaker
yeah
flips 停電とか all your stuff falls.
ガッシャーンなるよ。But that's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, shelves use a lot less electricity, so I think we're just going to be sticking with those for a while.
そうだね。確かに。Uh-huh. Okay. 次。
Canada is currently experiencing a phenomenon known as cryoseism. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. Also known as frost quakes. Temperatures in Toronto and across Ontario are dropping to minus 20 degrees Celsius. And this freezes rainwater that has seeped into the soil. This sudden freezing and expansion of the water in the soil is what causes the boom sound, something often mistaken for a sonic boom or a gunshot. The forces created by this freezing and sudden expansion has torn the ground apart in many instances.
カナダで氷震が起きています。氷に地震の震で氷震というこの現象はカナダのトロントとオンタリオで起きています。トロントからオンタリオにかけて気温がマイナス20度まで下がっており、土の中の水が急速に凍結し膨張したことで地面に亀裂が入り、各所で銃を発砲しているかのような音が鳴り、地震のように揺れることが確認されています。氷震っていう日本のね言葉があったことにもさっきびっくりした。あのなんだっけ、 What was the English word?
Frost quakes.
いやそれ何これと思って調べたら氷震。Like、日本語ってむずいよね。Frost quakes って聞いたら意味はわかるんだけど、日本語でなんて言うかわかんないっていう。
Frost quakes もちょっとわかりにくいんじゃない。
でも氷震よりはわかりやすくない？あの表紙って漢字で書いてあればなんとなくわかるけど、言葉で聞いたら何のことかさっぱりわかんないもんね。
This phenomenon what?
This is 珍しい right?
I don't know. I know that it happens in certain types of trees. There are certain types of like gum trees or something weird that when they reach a certain temperature, the stuff inside the tree.Maybe even just the water inside the tree
freezes, expands,
and causes the bark of the tree to explode off.
Right.
And it can like stab you.
Whoa. 何それ?
I don't know. I read that in a book like 10 years ago.
友だ俺。よかった人間の血はそうなんなくて。いやじゃない?寒いとこ行ったらさ、pow! You're dead. You're gone.
Yeah.
You're done.
No, it will happen to you. Futsuni. Same as a tree. It's just that trees don't wear jackets and fluffy hoodies and stuff.
But can we explode before we get frostbites and stuff? No, right?
Probably after.
Right? もう死んでんじゃない?そしたら。
I think you'd have to freeze pretty... I don't know.
あ、そうだよね。すごい急に固まんなきゃいけないんだもんね。だからあの、マイマミが言ったさ、that movie, again, 忘れた。
What?
あの、前私がさ、ほら、あの、who was it? あの、北朝鮮の、the basketball player who...
Oh, Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said Dennis Rodman was in the movie. He was a villain and he gets frozen and he gets like...
He explodes?
You know, yeah, but it wasn't Dennis Rodman. It was someone else.
Who was it?
I don't remember.
Oh.
全部忘れる。で、いろんな人が教えてくれたんだけどさ、ツイッターで。
The T2000 freezes and explodes.
What?
The Terminator.
Oh,
from Terminator 2.
Oh.
They freeze them with liquid nitrogen.
Oh. 1はあれだよね。火だったんだよね。火っていうか、こうマグマみたいなさ、中にこうやって手が。
いや、違うよ。それ、3だよ。
あれ
?1 は、he was...The Terminator was crushed by a...
そっかそっかそっか。
Yeah, that weird Terminator crusher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. そっかそっか。
Whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Terminator はちゃんと覚えてるね。さすがにね、題名ね。
Oh, the other movie was Apocalypto.
Oh,
the one about South America.
Ah, okay, okay. わかんないわ、聞いても。
あ、そう。
次。
New research has found an explanation for the strange flashes of electricity that may appear as glowing orbs before an earthquake.The research involved an in-depth analysis of over 40 documented cases of earthquake lights in the last 400 years. Previously, such accounts of lights appearing before or during major earthquakes have been dismissed by the scientific community due to evidence being largely anecdotal and the phenomenon being very difficult to explain scientifically. Video evidence, including footage from the Sakurajima volcano eruption in 2011 and more widespread accounts of the phenomenon in North America and Europe, have changed that. The researchers found that accounts of this phenomenon almost always occurred at faults within continental plates rather than at subduction zones. When these plates pull apart, they form deep vertical faults. Deep primitive magmatic rocks float up towards the surface as a result of this, and these magmatic rocks have a crystalline structure which makes them more likely to generate electricity when they're stressed and ionize the air above the earthquake zone, creating an electrical phenomenon.
地震の直前に空に謎の光が見えるという現象がついに科学的に解明されました。過去400年間で地震の前兆として謎の光が確認されたケース40件を分析し、仕組みが解明されました。大陸プレートがずれてできた亀裂から地上に向けてマグマの岩が出てきますが、その際にマグマ岩から電気が発生し、謎の光ができるということです。この謎の光はこれまで多くの目撃談があったものの原因不明で科学的根拠がない都市伝説のようなものとされてきました。2011年の桜島噴火の際の動画や北アメリカとヨーロッパでの多数の目撃談によりきちんと調査が始まりました。やったね桜島これ撮ってた人
うん。
そう、地震雲とかさ、この地震の光とか日本結構あるじゃん。
Do they talk about 地震光?
Yeah, なんか地震 There's no such word as 地震光とか。でも、うん、地震前兆光とかで Google すると結構いっぱい地震の前に謎の光がみたいなとかもあるし、まあ、地震雲はねいつも言われてたりするし、うん、ね、それがだから本当だったっていう。
It's interestingthat some of these phenomena that have been reported by people for so long、that were so dismissed by、the scientific community.
Yeah.
I mean, scientists were like, no, that's bullshit. You're tripping.
So,
get it together. But it turns out that those are real.、You know, so, I mean, I'm not about to believe in ghosts,、but this is like partway there.Almost.
Yeah.
Like if someone told me, oh, there's these weird lights that appear in the sky before an earthquake, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. But it turns out that's legit.
Yeah. So, だから世の中そういうこと意外といっぱいあるんだろうねと思わない。だからまあ、何が絶対本当か分かんないっていうかさ。
Yeah.
I mean, 今の自分たちでは。
Yeah, maybe evolution's bullshit. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. We might be dead wrong. I don't know.
The interesting thing about this is... Most large earthquakes occur at subduction zones, and a subduction zone is where one plate is going under another plate. So these plates are pushing towards each other, and one gets forced underneath.
Right.
That is what typically causes the largest earthquakes. This phenomenon does not really occur at places like that. Instead, this occurs at places where a single plate is being pulled apart.
Right.
And they're saying the reason for this is it pulls apart, and now there's like this hole in the earth that's like miles deep. And the filling of that hole with these crystalline structured...magmatic rocks is what causes that kind of friction to build up and create that electric charge that ionizes the air.
Right. その subduction zone ってさ、これも英語だとなんとなく全然意味知らなくてもなんとなく想像できるじゃん。なんか subduction って言われたら、あ、こう行くんだなみたいな。But 日本語だと沈み込み帯だよ。超分かりにくい。
Subduction sounds sexual to me.
What? Like seduction?
Yeah. It's like the only other word that sounds almost exactly like...
Production? あ、でも S から始まってるからってこと?
Yeah. I guess.
S から始まって Duction だから。 I don't know.
適当だ。
はい。以上。
以上かな。
今日あれだよね。初めて。今年初めての収録だよね。
Yeah. Well, yeah. First time we've recorded this year.
Yeah. しかも久しぶりに音がいいエピソードじゃない前は、yeah. 一番最近がクリストルのやつで、すっごいでっかいね、会議室で撮ったから、うん、USB マイクでやったのでっていうのと、あともう一回はオミが電話だったから、宇宙の更新みたいっていろんな人に言われたよ。
We missed a lot of、really interesting news
ね、
あの、
ネアンデルタールのさ、マミが大好きなネアンデルタールのスピーチの、あのボーンのやつとか。
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
なんか喋ってたうちらみたいに、風に骨とかが発達してたみたいな。 So they
actually
were speaking.
I did read about that. They're、yeah. like singing. Neanderthals were singing.
Oh, they were singing too. Oh.
Or could sing.
Oh, okay.そうとかね、なんか面白かったんだけど。
And dolphins using、
oh, yeah.
pufferfish.
Yeah, フグね、ドラッグとして使ってるってやつね。Yeah, speaking of dolphins, Twitter で言ったんだけど、ニュージーランドでイルカを見たのね、野生の。で、イルカと一緒に泳ぐ予定だったんだけど、イルカがオージーしてたの。それで入れなかったの。
How do you confirm this orgy? What do you mean?
They were having some orgy, so yeah. It's dangerous for me to
join the orgy. It's dangerous.
Yeah, that would probably be dangerous too. But その水にね入ると危ないから、興奮してるからイルカが。で、イルカショーみたいな水族館の感じで、ぴょっこぴょこぴょっこぴょこ跳ねてんのね。すごいアクロバットみたいな。それが、まあ、セックスしてる時の。興奮度らしいんだけど、 and one of them was being raped right in front of me.
Is that really rape though?
Yeah, apparently. なんか一匹だけがすごい追いかけられてて、3匹ぐらいに、でその一匹がずっと跳ねてるのね、たまに飛ぶのピョコピョ、でそれが嫌だから逃げたいけど、追いかけられちゃってるから、こう水中に飛ぶことによってその間逃げれるじゃん。
maybe that dolphin was just playing hard to get.
Teasing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Animals do weird shit like that. And humans do that too.
Humans rape too, so...
Humans do the hard to get like...
Yeah.
Yawn.
でもさ、女の子がその play hard to get するのは他の動物でも結構あるけど、男がやるっていうのは珍しいのかな、動物の中では。
The hard to get male.
Yeah. But humans、
animal.
do that a lot, right?
Well, why would animals can just rape? They don't have to.
でもなんか鳥とかさ、ほら綺麗な羽を見せて、 they're pretty desperate. Like, look at me, look at me.
Oh, the male ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
って感じだから、I don't know.
Well, birds are not good rapists.
そうだね。
If I was a rapist, I would not want to be a bird.
Yeah, dolphin は結構よくあるらしいよ。
It's hard to rape anything that's flying, Jenna.
Yeah. 猫とかね、全部すごい。It's almost always like rape, right?
Yeah, they're pretty violent.
It hurts for female cats. だから、声すごいもんね。みたいな。全然楽しくなさそうみたいな。
Do you want to do that again?
やだよ。でもニュージーランドにね、だからニュージーランドなまりすごい聞いてきたよ、久しぶりに。私ニュージーランド10年ぶりぐらいだったのね。It was my second time. すごいなまってんね、やっぱみんな。It's so different. 面白いよ。
How?
They don't have E, they don't have E sound.
Yeah.
だから bed とかも bed.に聞こえるの。だから E が I になっちゃうの。You know what I mean?
Can you say a sentence?
Like, このドルフィンのガイドの人がずっと、She said this like 5 times. She was like, If you end up not seeing any dolphins, you could get go again ticket. みたいな。
What? That sounded like...
South.
Yeah, southern.
Yeah. Well, it's different because they sound more like British people, but they still don't have the E sound or it sound. だから、なんかたまにえってなった。
Yeah, it's hard for me to understand sometimes.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. 今年のレソリューションは?
Me?
Yeah, 2014年の目標 resolution.
Stay healthy.
それ毎年言ってるよね。私だって毎年年越しの時マイケルのこと励ましてる気がするもん。来年こそはもっと良くなるよみたいな。
I'm serious.
言ってない? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I hope you don't get injured this year.
I think it's important to have that goal every year, though.
そうだね。Especially someone like you.
Yeah.
風邪とかね。そうだね。改善スピリット。
It's not gonna happen in one year.
そうだね。あの、だから怪我だよね。足とかさ、肘とか肩とかなんか多いよね。
いや。
健康な年、2014年はじゃあ健康な年にする。マイケルは。
I'm good now.
That's good. え、じゃあもうできちゃったじゃん。もう resolution.
What? No, stay healthy.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
あ、そっか。じゃああと12ヶ月。頑張って
頑張ります
健康でいてください
What about you?
マミは
Feed your cat
Yeah, I don't know でもね私あの1年ごとにあのクレイジーな年が来るのね、This was the crazy year
This was?
Yeah, so, this was
2013 was?
クレイジーっていうかその激動みたいな、Like あの change の年みたいな Like I don't live at the same place, I don't have the same job, とか。なんか全部変わるの。
Every other year?
Yeah. すごいっしょ。だから。
Should make a reality TV show.
そうなの。
Just about your life.
そうなの。
Because it's so interesting.
だから、今年2014年は落ち着いてる回なのね。だから、落ち着いててほしいなって思ってる。
Interesting.
だから、I know that 2015年はやばい年。So, 今年はちょっと、エネルギーを貯める年かな。I don't know.
Did you go to 初詣？
行ってないよ。だって昨日帰ってきたんだもん日本。
あ、そっか。
Yeah, did you?
行ってない。
Oh, 行かないと。あの、あれない。浜屋？
I don't like getting the
おみくじ？
Yeah, I don't like getting that.
なんで？楽しいじゃんおみくじ。
No, because I get some shitty おみくじ and it's like, okay, thanks.
あ、でもその方がいいんだよ。その方がいいんだよ。
Why?
Because it means you can only get better from there. なんか今大吉引いちゃったら、あ、今これが一番いいんだみたいな。
Is that about now and not about
like now and soon and in the near future?
でしょ?
Yeah.
So if you get some shitty one, it's like, oh, I'm like on edge now. I have to like look over my shoulder all the time.
だからあれ折ってさ、ほらあそこに結んでいけばちょっと何助けてみたいなことなんじゃないの？わかんない。
What?
だってあれ悪いとさ、
説明。
だって大吉だったらあの紙持って帰るけど、今日とか出ちゃったらあそこに結んで帰るじゃん。I think it means 何その助けてじゃないけど、あのこう良くなりますようにみたいな。You know.
But I've gotten the I think I got the worst one there was.
今日?
今
日でしょ?
Yeah, like yeah. the last time I went.
私も今日出た。多分それ2年前ぐらいかな。
Yeah, but that was 2 years ago. I didn't go in 2013.
私初詣にいつも日本にいなくていけないから変なrandomの時に神社行っておみくじやる。もうだからその年の初めじゃなくて。で、あのちっちゃいコーナーあるじゃん。お産とか恋愛仕事とか、でなんかあのうせものなくしたものあの待て今ではないとかさなんかあの This language is so weird なんか普段の言葉遣いじゃないんだもん
Isn't it so I feel like it's kind of aggressive I feel like it's intrusive
It's blunt
It's disruptive
It's really blunt だから全然気を使ってくれてない
But when people pull that and they get killed what do they do?
もうだからあそこに結んで もう忘れる。
What?
ほとんどの人が多分すぐ忘れちゃうと思うよ、もう1ヶ月ぐらいで。
I got kyo in like 2012.
Okay.
And 確かに that was a shit year.
え、でも2013年は弾いてない？じゃあ。
弾いてない。弾いてない。
私も最後弾いたのいつだろうな。ちょっと覚えてないけど、ちょっとやりに行こうじゃ。初詣と。
I have better years when I don't go.
Oh. Really?Or you just remember.
That's like a sample size of like the last three years.
少ない。少ない。でも私のこの1年おきの change の年もサンプルサイズこの6年ぐらいかな。でも、でも6年間は毎年それが来るの。面白いよね。So it's like, it's just, it's even. It's evened out.
よかったね。
よくないんだよ、だから。よくない。だから普通がないの。すっごいいいのとすっごい悪いのが同時にやってくるみたいな。You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously this podcast was the いいやつ。
いいやつ。
2013年。だって5月から始めたんだもんね。まだ1年経ってないんだもんね。
Yeah, this is...
意外と。
We're still young.
Yeah, 意外とね。なんかずっとやってる感じするけど。この間クリストが出てみんなが驚いてくれたからちょっと嬉しかった。でしょって思って。
were you checking it at all from?
見てたよ。
From the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, もうあの船酔いで死にそうになりながらもツイッターとかはチェックしてたんだよちゃんと。でもあまりにも。
How bad was that 船酔い
？Oh my god! あれさ収録したじゃん。収録も電話でこう机に突っ伏してたの。もう伏せてる状態で終わってマイケルに Oh, I really have to go, じゃあねって言って切った瞬間もうトイレに駆け込むみたいな。なんかもう何も食べれないし、あの食べても出ちゃうし、もう体力もなくなる一方みたいな。
So a lot of people were throwing up.
Yeah.
Is that just how it is, or was the weather really bad?
Apparently it's just the way it is in タスマニアの海、タスマニア海っていうの。あの辺はすごい揺れるんだって、でも全然知らなかったの。そう、知らなかったの。 I didn't get the memo マジで。だから揺れないと思って行ったのに、だからシドニー、オーストラリアからあのニュージーランドの逆側の端っこまで3日間ぐらいかけて船に乗ってて、もう飛び降りたかったもん本当に。 I was like oh my god
first world problems
kill me yeah
I'm on a yachtGoing to Tasmania, fuck my life.
いやだって飛行機で行ったらさ、2時間とかもうちょっとかかるかな。で住むところ3日かけてるから、昔のなんか大陸とか探しにコロンブスみたいなさ時代の人の気持ちになった。これきつ、これ1ヶ月2ヶ月とか乗ってんでしょみんな。もっとか6ヶ月とか。Yeah, they're on this like ghetto ship, like 昔の ship for like 6 months or whatever.Right? Looking for a new, you know, 大陸 and... やだよ。もうしばらく私は...
Darwin でしょ。
I wanna be in, on 地上。I really miss 地上。本当に。でも、タスマニアは楽しかった。しかも、I went to all these, like, random ass places that, like, no one... I thought no one would go to. でも、Twitter とかで今ここにいるよとか言うと、私もいましたとか、
like、
私そこに留学しても、like, Dunedin?In New Zealand, I had never heard of that place before.
What is it?
It's a
Dunedin,
like D-U-N-E-D-I-N. It's like this tiny town where there's nothing really. とか。
でもいいな。I still haven't been anywhere.At all.
You have to go. わ、今年だからそれレソリューションにしないよ、マイケル。アメリカと日本以外の国に行くっていうさ。
I actually might go to Thailand.
Oh yeah, you've been saying that forever.
Well, actually a different plan.
Oh.
I might go to Thailand to train kickboxing with.
Oh yay! You should do that. 行きなよ。That sounds so much fun.
Yeah, but.I just saw Anderson Silva's leg snap in half.
怖くなった。Like,
I don't know if I want to be kicked by these Thai guys.
タイでさ、ムエタイ見たよ、マミ。なんか子供とかもやってて。It's so intense. It's really, really fun.
I heard it's really cheap, too.
Like, 超安いよ。
You're paying, like...
もう何百円みたいな。で、飲み物付きで、 なんか超ローカルのギャルの人たちがいっぱいいて they're all like betting money、mm. and they're all like putting hands in the air あの昔の株式取引みたいな you know, 手で全部手のサインで、huh. なんか今かけるかけるですごい大量の人がわわわわわわって言ってんのすごいの楽しいよ and it's not like 本当にプロのちゃんとした試合とかじゃなくてそのでっかいさ、mm. 日本でやるようなのじゃなくても常にやってるみたいなやつ
well, everyone all those kids out there are like doing that
yeah しかもうまいのみんな
it's 普通
そうそうそうだからもう本当10歳ぐらいの子とか10歳対8歳みたいな
the trannies will like beat you up
そうだねそうだね you should do it あれそれ ride は行かないの
あ行かない
あ OK OK あそれでじゃあタイからまた電話出張収録
Yeah, well, it would only be like 1週間ぐらい
Yeah,、so. you should do it いつ頃行くのまだわかんない
まだわかんない Okay. Still planning
Wow, that's fun いいじゃん、今年じゃあ初出なんていうの初日本
次あ次ないか
ないよはい、終わり
終わり
だから次木曜日ね
うん
寒いけど寒いね。
It's just too windy.
そうだね。
This is like glove weather.
Yeah. 寒いよ。ありえないよ。でも、頑張ろう。
Yeah, that's just because you came from Tasmania.
で、寒かったんだよ。寒いんだよ。タスマニアとか。もう普通にダウンジャケット着てたよ。
Isn't it on the other side of the... Is it too... Is it 結構 south?
Yeah.
超 south か。
Well, I went...そのニュージーランド縦断したわけよだから上オークランドとかはすごい暑いんだけど、
うん、
その逆側は普通に寒かっただから全然夏ではない、秋冬って感じだった、OK、うん、というわけで
以上です
ああ待ってねテレビブロスと、エルジャポンになんと乗ってるっていうのをさ、ツイッターで教えてくれたあの女子の方、ありがとうございました。昨日ね、買っちゃったそれで、エルジャポンのどなたかありがとうございました。知らなかったよね、全然。
No, I saw it on Twitter when that.
Yeah,
person...
but we didn't know that they were gonna talk about us.
Yeah, we had no idea.
なんか今年こそ英語をできるようになるぞみたいな特集があって、
hmm.
その中のまあ勉強法の一つとして。
いいね。
取り上げられてくれていました。
Oh, the app.
Oh yeah, アプリ。
Yeah, people have a lot of questions about it.
そうだね。
What were some of the questions people had?
なんか
It's gonna be only on iOS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it'll work on iPad and stuff, but it's made for iPhone.
そうだね。iPhone 用に作ってはいるけど、iPad でも見れる。
Yeah, I think so.
で、Android は今のところできないんだよね。お金ないからうちら。
Yeah. if you want to code the app so it works on both platforms, you have to make it in HTML5.、
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a good way to make applications. So it's coded in the native iOS.
Right.
It's so, for that operating system.
なので。
But if it goes well, then we definitely want to make 違う versions.
そうそうそう。だから出して、そううまくいけばもうちょっと。違うのもちょびちょび出していきますけれども
And the English is そのまま英語
そうあの和訳とかなくても本当に文字起こし、
うん、
何言ったか全部分かるようになってる和訳しちゃうとねなんかマイケルが言ったニュアンスとかが失われちゃうというか変になっちゃうしそもそもこれ全部和訳したらねアプリあの1エピソード2000円みたいな超高くなっちゃうから
Yeah, so I think it's better for studying this way too
そうだよ
And there's gonna be a dictionary in it
そうそうそうそうあの iPhone のね辞書がそのままアプリ内で使えるようになってるのでセレクトして define とか、ね
yeah, so、
定義ってとこを押すと辞書になる
it's a bilingual dictionary so if you look up a word in English it shows you the meaning
そうそう
in Japanese
日英もあと AA もあるからね英語で英語の意味を調べたいっていうのもすごく勉強になる、うん、で今あれだよねあれでしょ iTunes ストアが閉まってんだよね
10日まで
10日まで
閉まってるから
その後だね
So it will be submitted on the 10th.
Mm.
And it could take them a few days to approve it.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say exactly when it'll come out.
So
we'll see.
Apple の働いてる人次第。
Their 休み is 結構長いよ。They've been closed for a while.
Yeah.
Mm.
そうだね。10日までって結構長いね。
Mm.
Well, well.ちょっとね、うちらも特別編とか続いてたんだけど、ここからまた通常の感じでやりますので、ぜひお願いします。終わり。
終わりです。
バイ。
バイ。